107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Joining us in studio is a local author, Joanne Schruders, who's written a new book. Well, she has a couple of books out, but we're certainly going to talk about one in particular. And it is a pleasure to have Joanne here in the studio. Good morning, Joanne.
Good morning.
It is great to have you here, especially this is timely with the Terry Fox run for Stratford coming up this weekend. You have a new book out called Doing It Well, Walking Through Cancer with Hope. Tell us about this book.
Well, this book is written about my husband's two-year journey with cancer. He all during COVID. So it has all that intertwined into it. Tells all the basics of what we went through, thoughts, hopes, dreams, all that kind of thing, along with humor. Jim didn't have an ordinary pet. He had a pet chicken.
Okay, let's talk about this chicken. This pet chicken named Crispy, is that right?
Yes, the kids named it Crispy. So it showed up in the shower one afternoon. One of my sons, I have 10 children, so one of him, my sons thought it would be funny to get my younger daughters to see how well they could take care of the house while mom was at the hospital with dad for his surgery. Mm. And so he snuck in and dropped off a pet chicken, which followed Jim around,
and
they named him Crispy.
Oh, my goodness. Now, tell us about this journey. I know it can be very difficult to talk about this, but tell us about Jim and this journey, if you will.
Yeah, we really struggled, had our struggles like anybody else, but we God was with us, and we went through it, and we had a lot of hope. Jim had a lot of hope, and he helped the rest of us through it. We did a lot of pre-planning because we could. Some people can't. Mm. And I was very amazed at how well that pre-planning helped when it came down to me sitting in front of the funeral director having to make 87 decisions, I'm told. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot, and Jim had already done a lot of that, and I now go around speaking at different places and encourage people to what they can do today to help those that are left behind.
Yeah, and that's one of the takeaways, if you will, from this book, the idea of planning if you can, something like that.
Yeah, and then we also have a lot of think about it sections in the book, and there it's just things for people to ponder in life, and it's not a book you read and you put away. It's one I'm hoping that people will continue to pick up, like, oh yeah, what did she say we could do to help somebody who's going through this, or things like that.
And so, what was it like for you writing this book, finally putting pen to paper or what have you?
It was very therapeutic.
Okay.
At first, I did it for my husband. I didn't want to forget him because he was a great guy, lots of humor, and he kept his humor right to the end. You can read that in the book. Mm-hmm. The book goes past the funeral, and so for the first year after, so all the things you have to do after that too. But for us, it was great to know him and to work through that, and we hope that it will help other people.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for writing this. I know our community and certainly communities will appreciate this. And when we talk about the Terry Fox run set for this weekend, it was the same type of cancer, is that?
Absolutely, yep. When Jim walked into the cancer doctor, the first thing the doctor said was, it's not the 80s, you get to keep your leg. Mm. And he did explain it. So it was in his leg, same wave Terry Pop Fox, and then it went up to his lungs, and that's what ended his life, was the cancer in his lungs.
Well, our deepest condolences, Joanne, and thank you again so much for sharing this. How can people pick up this book? How is it available?
You can get it off Amazon or any of those widely known places to get books.
Sure.
I also have them at my place. You can email me at joanne@joanne.biz, and I can get you one. And there, just look it up online. You'll find it.
Absolutely. And we'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. It's called Doing It Well, Walking Through Cancer with Hope by Joanne Schruders. And again, we thank you so much for sharing your stories, sharing your thoughts on this. And I know it's going to be a very interesting reading and a great takeaway, a lesson for a lot of people, shall we say.
Thank you.
All right. And we have another book, though, that's out. Let's spotlight this. You talk about your family. You have 10 kids in your family hailing from the Fullerton scenario. So we have another book that's also available, yes. Shall we say.
It's called Family at Large, An Entertaining Peek into the Life of a Large Family. So it's just all little quips here and there of different funny things that have happened through the life, our life, different struggles as a mom of 10, trying to keep it all together and different things like that.
Okay. What are the age range of your kids?
There's 18 years between the oldest and the youngest.
Okay. So is there a particular story that comes to mind with a family at large? ending on a light note, shall we say?
There's in between, I have like, you know how you have the Reader's Digest and at the end they have those little laughter sections or whatever. So I kind of did that. And in the books, it has different sections called, you know, you have a large family when, and it has like point form, yeah, different things. So that's all in there. So one is that my fridge, one day we went away for the day, but because people open the fridge a lot, my fridge was always set at a colder thing. So I came home after a full day away and everything in my fridge was frozen because not enough people opened the fridge that day. And another one is, yeah, my husband, he was just different things people say to him about, oh, you have 5 girls and 5, oh, that's great, you know, and then they... I only have 5 girls too, and then he has to sheepishly say that I have 5 boys too, and like they just shake their head.
Well, we wish you great success with these books. Again, the book is Family at Large, and then, of course, we've chatted about Doing It Well, Walking Through Cancer with Hope, and they are widely available. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. And a reminder, yes, the Terry Fox Run is set for this coming Sunday, this weekend in Stratford, and certainly in many communities throughout, so certainly take part in that. Joanne, any final thoughts or in terms of people dealing with cancer or going through similar struggles and journeys?
Just looking at the Cancer Society's website, that is it's very down to earth and very easy to read and understand. It's not so over and above you with language. They do reach on the different types of cancer because there's over 200 different types of cancer. Mm. So I was too scared to look at it beforehand when Jim was sick, but afterwards I looked on it and I'm like, yeah, I should have looked on this. It does walk you through the journey very well. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest the Cancer Society.
And picking up a copy of Doing It Well, Walking Through Cancer with Hope, author Joanne Schroeders. Joanne, thank you so much. We appreciate you sharing your story. And again, our condolences. But again, great success with the books.
Thank you so much.